This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, January the 4th, 2016. It's the new year, and we have a lot of new news, a lot of problems that have developed over the weekend. And, of course, we have been following, if you listened to the program yesterday, you heard us talking about the recent changes in Oregon with the Bundy brothers and the militia that are out there. They went out there to support a family which basically did not want their support. And so we're going to be talking about how that has escalated and changed. We have sent our crew out there. Joe Biggs will be reporting. They're on their way to the site, the federal facility that has been taken over by the people who were there to protest initially. And we're going to take a look at how this is being used by the mainstream media, but we need to be on the ground here at this point. I looked at this story, as I mentioned yesterday, as it started to develop back in October. They had the ruling. Then in November, the Bundys got on this and were very concerned about what's going on. We're going to give you some of the details. You should be concerned at what happened to this family. And if this type of thing had happened to me, I would want some protection and I would fight this. But that's not their decision. And we have to respect their decision. And so I didn't really see anything to cover there because you had people that wanted to go there. They went there. They tried to educate the people in the community to get them to stand around these people. But at the core, they just wanted to quietly go back and serve additional jail time. That's the fundamental issue. However, after the protests went and after the it looked like the local community, as well as the Hammonds who are going back to jail, looked like they did not want to protest any of this. They're afraid of the government. They work with the government. Over half of the community works for the government, the federal government. And, of course, the government owns over half of the land in Oregon. It looks a lot like an Indian reservation, doesn't it? Where the government owns everything, everybody is obliged. The government, of course, you know, those are just the people with jobs, half of them that work for the government. The other people who don't have jobs are living off of the government. That is what they have done to the Indians in the past. When we talked about what happened at Wounded Knee, we talked about the similarities and the tactics of how the government has treated us. And, of course, now it looks like we're going to have a Wounded Knee Part 3. Don't know how that's going to turn out. I understand the frustration. I don't think that this is a good time to do this, of course, because today we have Obama starting to talk about his executive orders for gun control. And he's going to be given an hour on CNN to push for this. And don't you know that he's going to be focusing on this, saying this is a prime example of why citizens can't be trusted with guns. We're also going to be talking about a lot of different news. We've got information about what happened in Turkey as well as in Saudi Arabia over the weekend. We had in Saudi Arabia 47 people executed right after the beginning of the new year. I know they were waiting, so they didn't set a new Guinness Book of Records for the number of people beheaded in a given year. And, of course, these are people that were labeled terrorists, just like these ranchers were labeled terrorists by the BLM. That's a favorite label. Let's go to Alex Jones right now. He's calling in. He's on the road. Alex, go ahead.
That's right, David. I just filed a very powerful 10-minute report that is being uploaded to you. I just finished it minutes ago, a little bit late, that will break down basically everything we're starting to get into. This is a very important time. This is the main push to get our guns. And, folks, with this new situation out in Oregon, we do not want to do any favors for Obama that gives him the background to come after the guns and legitimize what he's doing. And he's doing this with executive power. This is really about the executive power grab so that in a few months, the word is, they're going to have even more draconian executive actions on guns. So this is the opening salvo, and I break down the fact that absolutely the feds are stealing land, absolutely they're out of control, absolutely they're lawless, absolutely under the Declaration of Independence, you should be able to, you know, stand up to this. I get what these people are doing, but you have a wide-open building with saying come from all over the country no matter who you are. Guaranteed provocateurs are showing up, and other things are happening. The whole Soros group is saying here are our white terrorists, here are our cowboy hat-wearing terrorists. It gives them the backdrop they need. They want to start a civil war.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95, and then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, as we broadcast worldwide on this Monday, the first weekday show of 2016. Again, thank you so much for joining us. I am in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm going to start conducting an interview in about an hour with a very, very important individual, especially when it comes to stopping any type of civil insurrection or George Soros planned Black Lives Matter issues in this country. I'm working around the clock to try to stop the globalists from foiling the political process in this country and our attempts to basically save this republic. And so are a lot of other people. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I filed an 11-minute report that will be premiering here. I just finished it about 15 minutes ago. David Knight is going to be hosting the first 3 hours. And Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us from London, England, in the fourth hour. Obviously, the stock market is plunging right now as we go into the new year. Obviously, huge, big developments in the Middle East that David Knight is going to be covering. But remember, I've been totally warning, and so is the rest of my research crew, that obviously the big foundations, the big organizations are funding the racist movement, Black Lives Matter, that is meant to divide and conquer the country. Obviously, there's major police problems as well But as discredited as this group is, it just legitimizes all that and allows the globalist federalization of the police as a response to it via these, quote, strong cities UN initiative. They have been trying to provocateur and infiltrate patriotic militia groups and others forever. And whenever I would learn that a militia group was infiltrated, I'd talk about it 15, 16, 17 years ago, and I would get demonized by the usual suspects that it turned out were federal informants or were actually federal agents or were CIA national security agents like Hal Turner, who was their own guy, but they still burned him. So I've been doing this for a long time, and they always stand up and say, there's no provocateurs, there's no feds anywhere that try to stir stuff up. That doesn't exist. Alex is a fed. Alex is a fed. This is what they do. Now, I believe the Bundys are good, well-meaning, strong people overall, and feds are stealing property everywhere. It is part of the UN Agenda 21. It is wrong. It is evil. Okay? So I understand what's happening. They're peaceful. It's an empty building. It's to create a stand, you know, like the Alamo, peaceably, hopefully, where people point out what's happening is wrong, and then they think if they get killed there, it'll be like the Alamo, and that'll set off the whole thing that'll save the country. Folks, the globalists want a physical fight because they think they can win that easier than an information war. We'll win a physical fight long term. I've looked at the history of it, looked at all the angles. But we don't want to go that direction. We are going to win the info war, and then if they want to start a war or false flag and try to blame it on us and then come arrest patriots, then it kicks off. But we are not offensive. We are defensive. And I understand they're taking land and doing all this. The problem is the Hammonds have said they don't want the Bundy people there. Now, let's get past all that. This is not the grazing rights like we had a few years ago where the family had been there since 1878, 1877, 100% grazing rights. The feds come in, kick 34 other families off. They're the last family standing. They were totally in the right. David Knight was there with Josh Owens, literally, while the feds were saying, we're going to shoot you, we're going to shoot you, if you cross the line. And they bravely, like combat reporters, got that footage. We should re-air that historic footage today, that historic report, and have David narrate the parts that aren't good for radio today. That is so important. Would that be re-seen? They were there. They were on horseback. They weren't aiming their guns at the feds. The feds were aiming their guns at them. They were absolutely in the right. It was the real John Wayne. It's what John Wayne wishes he was. This was true Americana. So I admire these folks, but at the same time, you don't just mindlessly then support the next operation without saying my First Amendment right. Hey, this is the day Obama launches the gun grab. Hey, this is what they keep telling the local police and sheriff's departments is going to happen and why they're giving them armored vehicles. Hey, we should think for ourselves here. Hey, is this the best timing? Because you're not wanted by the local. This whole, and you've seen in Oregon sheriffs saying get ready for the war with the patriots the last few years and all this provocateuring. I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you. There's agitation going on 110%, just like with the Black Lives Matter. And notice Black Lives Matter went into action yesterday, saying this is white terror. Time to take the guns. The militias are coming. We want the National Guard. We want war. We want this to happen. This is to change the subject from Obama offensively coming to get our guns and trying to blame San Bernardino on patriots to then flip it and say, see, there's an armed takeover of a federal building right now. We got to do something. So I'm telling you, the timing is out of control, and I understand there's been demonstrations going on there for years, and then magically this happened at this point. I mean, folks, Papa didn't, Mama didn't raise a fool, and I don't think the Bundys are bad. I don't think most militia people are bad. I don't think any of these folks are bad, except for some of the things that are being said and pushed that overall basically gets this situation out of control. Out of control. And those of us that are seeking to try to fix this peacefully know that in 1995, a whole bunch of state houses were moving in 94 and 95 to get us out of the UN, to take the private property back, to abolish the BLM, to kick them off land. We had 20-plus states. Patriots, remember this. We had 20-plus states that had voted to basically control the federal government and stop the UN takeover, and then Oklahoma City happened. We've got multiple governors like Greg Abbott coming out over the weekend saying, come and take it. The state will stand against you trying to take guns. We've got sheriffs and police chiefs standing and saying the right thing. We've got police departments saying the right thing. We've got good stuff in Congress. We've got promises in Congress to repeal any of these executive orders immediately and slap them down. We've got Obamacare with the legislation introduced to repeal it, about to pass the House. We have got so many exciting things to happen right now. Donald Trump, the whole nine yards. We are trying to bring the Republic back as best we can, and the Soros types that have done this in countless countries like Ukraine and other areas want civil insurrection. They want civil unrest. They want us fighting with each other at each other's throats, and the feds keep pushing and pushing and pushing to try to trigger this, and that's why I'm calling for everybody to be cool. That's why I'm calling, you know, for everybody to focus on what they're doing, because as more people arrive out there, and Joe Biggs is about to be on scene there today reporting, as all of this unfolds, we need to understand that the establishment wins if things get violent, and so it's very important to have a lot of cameras there to document everything that's unfolding so that hopefully if there's any provocateurs or troublemakers, you know, the sun comes up this morning, you know, fish swim in the sea. I mean, you know it's going to be a magnet for this, and we need to take action to document it and to make sure the system can't spin this. Because, folks, I've had them try to set me up with the Kill Michelle Malkin stuff, and thank God we had footage that it was her operatives doing it. Not against Michelle Malkin, but she did it. It's on video. I've had them try to set me up literally hundreds of times with similar things, with things I didn't do or things I didn't say or fake videos supposedly of what – I mean, I know the tricks, folks. But what counters that is having our own footage and having our people on the ground. So pray for Joe Biggs and the rest of the crew. David Knight's son, Travis, is out there on the ground. So just pray for them. I'm going to go ahead and hand this back to David Knight for the rest of this segment, the next. Then my special report breaking this down at the 33 after. Please tell your friends and family to tune into the broadcast and just understand they're coming for the Second Amendment. They're coming for the First Amendment. They're coming for it all. But we don't want them to push us into moving first. This is a key time. This could become 1776 part two. You're living it. We know the enemy's game plan. Let's not just stumble into their traps. Let's use the fact that we have their blueprint to absolutely defeat them at every level and pray for Providence. David Knight at the InfoWars News Center.
Thank you, Alex. And, of course, we're going to have that special report from Alex at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to be joined by Lionel in the next hour, and we're going to take a look at some of the crazy things that have been happening this year. There's actually some things that are kind of funny in all of this serious news. So we'll be going over that with Lionel. A little bit of, I guess you could call it, graveyard humor as we look at some of these things coming at us. But when we look at what's going on out here, we look at, there's an article on InfoWars.com that's picked up by Drudge, by Paul Joseph Watson. The Oregon standoff could boost Obama's gun control push, and of course it could. That's exactly, the timing is absolutely perfect. But I think that there is there are other issues going on with this as well. And that's why it's very important that you look at something like this, not only tactically, but strategically. You know, I think this is a very bad idea, as I pointed out yesterday when I was on the radio. You're going to lose the moral high ground. I think this is a bad tactic, a bad strategy. It's bad PR, okay? They're going to lose this moral high ground. Understand, when Pearl Harbor happened, and we pointed this out on the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, it was very well documented that the U.S. had broken the codes of the Japanese at that time. They knew precisely what was going on. They stood down at the top levels to allow that to happen. That's how important it was for them. They would sacrifice most of the Navy, all of the battleships, so that they could have the moral high ground, so they could be in a defensive war rather than be seen as the aggressor. That is what's very important about this. That is where people have lost sight of this. And I want to play a clip from Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, the leader there, talking about what happened with this leading up to it, even before the takeover. And, of course, with the takeover of the federal building, things have changed. That's why we sent our reporters out there. First of all, what Cliven Bundy said. He said, if the Hammonds won't stand up for their rights, if the sheriff and the county commissioners won't stand up for their rights, the people who are there as protesters, as patriots, they don't have anybody to fight. And yes, it was a legitimate thing to go there and to protest the injustice that was being done to this family. You have another great article from Kurt Nimmo pointing out why these people were targeted. It's because the federal government wants to steal their land. We've seen this story over and over again. We had an excellent article from Kurt Nimmo yesterday. We talked about it on the news, talking about the constitutional background of the land grabs. And so with this, he talks about this particular case. We see this happening over and over again. But when we come back, we're going to play a clip from Stuart Rhodes essentially saying the same thing that Cliven Bundy said. And the reason why we didn't cover this other than the issues until we've got this takeover. Now this is playing into the hands not only for gun control, but also for what may happen when we face a pending economic collapse as we see the stock market going down. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Ho, ho, ho. Katie is ready for the holiday season. Get your gift certificates now. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com for our best Christmas deals. Come and take it.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Monday, January the 4th, 2016. I want to get back to this standoff, and I want to give you a broader context of what's happening right now in the economic situation. Before I do, I just want to let you know real quickly, we have an InfoWars Life Resolution Pack. I don't know how much longer this special is going to last. You can make 2016, this is the time that everybody is making their health transformation resolutions. You can help to make that happen with the supplements that we have in this Life Resolution Pack. You can get 15% off of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, the all-in-one cleansing formula Deep Cleanse, and Secret 12, vitamin B12, the lowest price ever. Again, we'll help you make good on your New Year's resolution to get healthier. You can get a 15% discount when you use the promo code 2016 at checkout and get that InfoWars Life Resolution Pack. You'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, as we look at what's going on, of course, the context that we need to be aware of, and I wish that these people who were there, I believe the Bundys are acting in good faith. I don't believe that everybody there necessarily is. We always have agent provocateurs whenever you've got something like this, whether it's a Black Lives protest matter. I mean, that whole organization was heavily funded by George Soros operatives. There are a lot of people who are well-meaning in that. A lot of people who are concerned about police brutality and violence and making sure that we get back to a more civil policing stance towards the public. But you always have the possibility that agent provocateurs are going to take something over. Whenever you have a protest in Ferguson, you always have the possibility that somebody is going to, you got peaceful protesters out there. We covered that many times. We were there quite a bit. Joe Biggs, Jakari Jackson, reporters were there. And you had peaceful protesters who really wanted to see things structurally change. They were shut down when you had agent provocateurs go out and start literally throwing firebombs, burning buildings down. And, of course, we had people who would go there, oath keepers who would protect businesses, who asked for their help. And we're going to play a clip from Stuart Rose to talk about how this particular situation is different. This is something he recorded on January the 1st before the takeover of that federal building. But before we get to that, I just want to talk about what's going on economically, because that's another context. Certainly today, Obama is going to have a one-hour dog and pony show with CNN selling the idea that he should do gun control by executive action. But, of course, we know that our government has been preparing for financial meltdown. We've been having the police militarized. We've been having military assets pre-positioned throughout the country in small-town police departments. I know it's something that they're very worried about, very concerned about. And when we look at the new year kicking off, we've got a 423-point decline, as I last looked at. That's about a 2.4% decline in the Dow. And here's the interesting thing. It was driven by a collapse in the Chinese stock market. And we don't know how far that would have gone. It went down 7% for the day because it activated a new circuit breaker. So the first day that they have a circuit breaker for plunging stock market, it gets triggered in China. And, of course, that is because orders are declining. People are very concerned about a depression. And what that's supposedly the reason why the Federal Reserve was doing this quantitative easing, putting out a printing a great deal of money, putting it out there at 0% interest rate. And yet that money did not find its way into the economy, interestingly enough. We got another article, and this is back on Christmas Eve. I think it's worthwhile going back and looking at this. The Federal Reserve will pay banks $12 billion minimum in 2016. This is Jared Bilker, one of the Fed watchers in the business, wrote, in 2016, the Federal Reserve will pay at least $12.2 billion to U.S. and foreign bankers to keep the money created via its quantitative easing program out of the economy, out of the economy. So they're paying them money, they're paying them interest to keep this on deposit. The Fed rates, the Fed raises rates as expected next year. The amount doubles to $23 billion. And they point out, never before have we seen this kind of stimulus go on for so long. In other words, create such a large bubble, and now they're ready to bust the bubble. Remember what happened in 2008. We'd seen a very long period of time where the Fed, under Greenspan, had continually reduced interest rates, and then they began tiny little increases, each of them a little pinprick on this balloon until it burst. They've now begun that. So we don't really know how that's going to play out, but we already see that the world economy, as measured from China, where most of the manufacturing has moved, is going down. So when we look at this and we look at the fact that they're pushing for executive order gun control and, of course, executive orders to bring in a massive number of new workers. That's another executive order that Obama has been pushing through. They are printing up millions, millions of green cards. I think the total, I've got it in my list here, I think it's 34 million that they look to do in the next, yes, 34 million blank green cards and work permits are going to be ordered. Now, that's the context of where this is going. And when we come back from break, we're going to have Alex Jones with a report. Don't help Obama take the guns. They want to get the guns because they're worried about domestic unrest. And this gives them a perfect backdrop. We don't need to be using this type of tactic, this type of strategy. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. And it's all possible because in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we forget to use those holiday gift cards. The numbers are staggering. In the past 5 years alone, $41 billion of consumer gift cards went completely unspent. That's $41 billion taken directly from our back pockets. Don't let them win. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Many gift cards are universal and work just like credit cards. But don't worry, if yours doesn't, just to promote the concept of using the money on your gift cards, the discount goes to everybody that uses the promo code. That's promo code GIFT15. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't let Obama be successful when it comes to starting civil unrest and riots in this country. They will use that as a civil emergency to bring in a type of soft martial law like Europe has done after they brought in all the jihadis and allowed them to attack. The stage is set for classical martial law in the United States. George Soros, who's overthrown many other countries using similar divide and conquer tactics, is on record funding Black Lives Matter and other groups, and the mainstream media is trying to exacerbate tension in local communities. And out of this crisis, they intend to bring in the, quote, Strong Cities UN initiative that globalizes, internationalizes local government. It's political correctness intimidating people to submit to this international takeover. Now, it's been known for a long time, and it's come out in federal court, that many of the militias, though they're constitutional and made up of great people, end up getting infiltrated and led in many cases by federal provocateurs, or even worse, by foundation provocateurs, like the Southern Poverty Law Center that ran Elohim City, where the reported Oklahoma City bombing got hatched, which we know was an inside job, major false flag. 2016 is here, ladies and gentlemen. It is already the fourth, and all hell is breaking loose in the stock market, militarily overseas, so many issues. And the establishment is going to want a political diversion here in America. And they've been putting out the talking points that white terrorists are about to start attacking, that white terrorists are about to be involved in insurrection, while pushing the military, pushing veterans, pushing citizens of all race, colors, and creeds with more and more federal occupation, more and more federal tyranny. So let's be clear. We're about to go in here and show you some of the articles here in a moment. The Bundys and others have very legitimate issues with the federal power grab over land outside of law, and people doing controlled burns and being called arsonists and people being charged. The federal government is power grabbing everywhere. It's true. It's lawless. It's shutting down power plants outside of law. It's opening borders outside of law. It's funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda outside of law. But all that's coming out, and the establishment is in political trouble right now. So they want to overturn the chessboard right now. We need Americans to realize we're all being played off against each other. And to watch the weaponized media on MSNBC and other places absolutely promoting race war in this country is out of control. That's why I'm here in Phoenix, and I'll tell you later in the broadcast, David Knight will, who I'm interviewing, a key individual to hopefully work with to try to calm tensions, to try to bring America together if it's possible. I mean, that's how serious the situation is that I'm working around the clock. I know a lot of people that are good inside the Pentagon that are working around the clock, good people in the Secret Service, but good people at the grassroots level of every race, color, and creed, liberal, conservative, libertarian, Muslim, you name it, who understand the larger globalist program for destabilization. We all have differences. We all have real beefs with each other. Nothing's perfect. Okay, and America has a lot of problems, but the globalists want to use those problems to basically bring it down into a truly fascistic system of total control. Let's go inside and look at some of these articles. Right here. CNN to provide an hour of airtime to Obama's gun control pitch today. Town hall, full pitch. And what it's really about is executive power outside of law. Then the even more hardcore gun control, I predict, is coming after this. But this is unprecedented. The Hammonds, excellent article by Kurt Nemo, targeted because government wants to steal their land. The entire story by Kurt Nemo of how they stole the land, how they're stealing other people's land, how it's criminal, how it's wrong, how they've persecuted them. Absolutely, they've been wrong. Absolutely. My issue is the timing of this now allows the whole debate to not be about the gun grab, to not be about all the gun control, to not be about the victim disarmament, but to be about citizens with guns taking over buildings. It's an empty wildlife refuge building. The feds are grabbing everybody's property in the area. They're the ones with armed force out of control. But again, it's the federal government, not even the feds on the ground that are the problem. It's the whole UN Agenda 21. But read that article, you'll understand it. Then the other perspective. People are asking InfoWars, well, why are you pro-Bundy and then anti-Bundy? We're not. We're showing both sides. And Paul Watts has written an article that's on drudgereport.com, Oregon standoff could boost Obama's gun control push. I started saying this yesterday. As soon as we had the news early in the morning, this has started Saturday night. Kurt Nemo had already written about it Saturday night. And obviously, by the time I looked it up, they were already blaming the Second Amendment. It's obvious. It's the timing of this. Okay? Plus, the Hammonds say they don't want the Bundys there. That's another problem. It was the grazing rights of the Bundys in southern Nevada. That's why we supported them. They were in the right completely. Okay? Continuing. Liberal media tweets call for National Guard cops to confront the wildlife refuge occupiers. Many liberals want Waco-style response to government. They want them killed. See, it's all about race war. These are the Soros White House operatives already trying to make this racial. It has nothing to do with race. We're literally walking into their trap, and you know there's provocateurs there on the ground, probably not even from the FBI, but from the big foundations, just like we exposed Hal Turner and others. So continuing, the article is up on InfoWars.com. You want the real breakdown of what's happening? There it is.
Continuing, you heard this. This is the talking point just a few weeks ago. MSNBC, white terrorists, not San Bernardino terrorists, not Islamic terrorists, white terrorists are the problem.
But yet, you look at the data of white men with guns wreaking havoc on this country. Why aren't white men all coming forward? Why don't you call on them to do that?
Boom. So it's all white men. They're the ones wreaking havoc, even though statistically it's one of the lowest crime rates out there. Meanwhile, radical Muslims invade churches, throwing Christians out and beating them up in Germany. Articles, mainstream news, link in the article, Infowars.com. So that's what's really unfolding here. And then meanwhile, they want to distract from coming after our guys. They want to distract from the stock market plunging 450 plus points. They want to distract from all the things that are happening with this, quote, armed takeover that's happening. The FBI says they seek a peaceful end. Armed group vows to stay at Oregon Refuge. This is, again, an unfolding situation that we will be breaking down in great detail. Meanwhile, we've got machete-wielding man vandalizes mosque, leaves bacon at the door. This is part of the artificial clash of civilizations that Dick Cheney wrote about in the PNAC documents back in 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, Project for American Century. They said, we're going to help radicalize Muslims, get them funding, do all this stuff. You know, we need a big catalyzing attack in the West. This transcends administrations. The Democrats do it too. We're going to use this crisis then to invade the world, create a Pax Americana. But the real betrayal is it's not even a Pax Americana, an American empire. It's a globalist empire that we get the blame for. We get sucked dry and then we collapse. So that's the breakdown. David Knight's coming up with more. A little bit later in the broadcast, we will tell you exactly why I'm here in Phoenix once the interview is underway for security reasons. It's great to have so many wonderful listeners out there, but I mentioned I was flying to Phoenix yesterday before I took off, and there were folks at the airport waiting for us, which was great to see them. It's just that obviously the show is so giant now that not everybody out there listening are good guys. So, again, Alex Jones signing off for Infowars.com. Paul Watson's hosting the fourth hour today. Back to David Knight in the Infowars News Center. I'll be hosting the show tomorrow from Phoenix, Arizona. But back to David Knight in the Infowars News Center. Let's work together to try to stop what could brew into a controlled civil war to bring in civil emergency. Let's keep the focus on the fact they're coming after our guns. Let's keep the focus on the fact they're opening our borders. Let's do like the governor said, come and take it from Texas. Governor Abbott over the weekend, with state authorities saying no. That's what we need, not these takeovers of an empty building that's perfect for then feds from all over the country to now infiltrate, stir stuff up, God knows do what. I mean, it's textbook. And anybody saying we shouldn't watch out for infiltrators, anybody saying we shouldn't be concerned for people calling for violence or unrest or civil disobedience is major league suspect. They're either as dumb as the day is long or they are playing to somebody else's tune, ladies and gentlemen. 1776 is an idea. We're winning the info war right now. We do not want this to get physical, but if it does, let them shoot first. If they mean to have a battle, as they famously said at Bunker Hill, then you'll let it start here today. Well, it already has started in the info war. We're winning. Let's not give the big foundations and Soros and the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL what they want. They say the big war with patriots is coming. They say they've given them the armored vehicles and that they're going to have war with us any minute. Let's not light the fuse for them, folks. Let's document everything that's happening. They'll undoubtedly are going to pull false flags. It's the season for it. It's in the cards. It's the right time for them to do it. I get in their mind. I got to look at what they would do. We need to be working hard to stop any terror attacks, working hard to frustrate them provocateurs. But also, if something does happen, we need cameras there instantly to document everything. You are troops in the battle for this republic. You are troops for humanity's future freedom worldwide, no matter who you are. Get involved. Realize how important you are. Realize how much you're needed in your corner of the world to be watching and to be listening and to be taking action. And when you see something like a foreign global takeover of America, when you see them destroying our liberties and spying on us and forced inoculations, when you see something tyrannical, when you see them land grabbing, when you see them teaching kids their parents aren't their parents in public schools, when you see tyranny, say something. We are saying something. Infowars.com.
Thank you, Alex. And that was Alex Jones with his report on what's coming on. And tonight, of course, CNN is going to be providing 1 hour of airtime to Obama to sell his gun control. It's going to be at George Mason University, a 1 hour live town hall. before a live audience, and we have a report about this on InfoWars by Steve Watson. He says CNN has stated that Obama will attempt to, quote, make gun control part of his legacy. Yeah, he's got a 2016 wish list, all right. And, of course, CBS News reported on this. He's been working with climate change. They just got that treaty approved in one way, one form or the other. And, of course, the Republican Congress rushed to fund it. At first, when they signed that accord and said, yeah, we're on board with these goals, the Republicans said, well, we'll have something to say about that. Yeah, they did have something to say about that. They immediately rubber stamped that. And, of course, there's also the Trans-Pacific Partnership that he's going to ram through this year. CBS says that they think that it'll happen as soon as February the 4th. And then there is gun control executive action. Those are the three things that he wants to do. Oh, wait a minute. There's something else, too. He wants to continue to open our borders to uncontrolled immigration. And to that extent, they have printed up 34 million green cards. That's what the contractors have done. But let's just take a look at this particular gun control thing, because this is what he's focusing on right now. And, of course, this, as Steve Watson points out, whether purposely or not, it coincides with the fifth anniversary of the shooting of former Representative Gabrielle Giffords in an incident in Arizona that killed six others. Now, they say that, he says in this article, he says previous CNN events of this nature have been firmly partisan affairs. You think it's going to be partisan? Of course it is. A recent CNN town hall with Hillary Clinton featured an audience full of her supporters throwing softballs clearly designed to bolster her policies. Kids coming up with little questions that somebody had written out for them, just like we saw done with the Pope pushing that climate agenda. This is ironically going to be held at George Mason University. George Mason. Let's talk about the real George Mason, you know, just like we've got the real Rick Ross, you know, and then we've got a phony Rick Ross. Well, the real George Mason said this about guns. He said to disarm the people is the most effective way to enslave them. And, of course, George Mason was a delegate to the Constitutional Convention. When we look at the founders, it's important to understand the context of what they were writing about when they wrote things like the Second Amendment, when they talked about the militia. The militia is not the National Guard, folks. That's what they're teaching our kids in school. As a matter of fact, 25 years ago, I had an employee who was the salutatorian at his high school. Sharp kid, except he was thoroughly propagandized and lied to by the high school there. They were telling him, oh, no, you know, you need to get rid of guns. You got to understand that the National Guard is the militia. No, it isn't. This is what the people who wrote the Constitution said. George Mason, one of them. George Mason said, I ask, what is the militia? And then he gave you an answer if you want to listen to it. He said it consists of the whole people, except for a few public officials, okay? A few public officers. That's precisely it. The militia was set up to defend this country, to defend it against foreign invaders, to defend it against domestic tyranny. That was the real linchpin. The founders of our government realized that a standing army, a permanent army that did not disband except for a few people and controlling officers, they realized that a standing army would be used against the American people. So they wanted the people themselves to be armed. You always hear the phrase, boots on the ground. Yeah, you can go in, you can do a lot of damage, you can project a lot of power with the Air Force, which they didn't have at that time. They kept a standing Navy as protection, as a buffer. And, of course, there were the Marines, which were permanently there, but they did not want to have a permanent standing army. Now we have the largest army in the world. And in number four position, if you wanted to count it as a separate army, are the American police at every level. We do have a standing army in America. We have an army that is standing on America. We have an army that is increasingly militarized, and that is our police. And then we have many people who are trying to use the military as police. And in that context, we need to be very concerned about the attempts of Obama and others to do gun control, to do an end around the Constitution. You know, it's like when he has these people that are going to stand up in this town hall meeting, understand what this is all about. This is a very cynical attempt to make his dictatorial tyranny look like it's coming from the people, look like it's part of a democracy. We have a democratic republic. We have a constitution that respects our individual liberties. In that democratic republic, you don't take our rights by regulation without representation. You understand that? When you write executive orders, that's nothing but the work of a dictator. When you have a bureaucracy that writes regulations that is not accountable to the people, that is nothing but tyranny. We have to get that clear to people. And we have to get people to understand not only what the militia means, but what does infringement mean? It means a gradual process. It means a death by a thousand cuts. And that is what they've been doing. Now, I want to go back and take a look at some of the reactions to what's going on in Oregon. Of course, our reporters are on their way to the site. The weather is very heavy. It's about 21 degrees, heavily snowing there. We expect to have them on in the third hour. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to have Lionel. We're going to look at some of the lighter, funnier things that have been coming up in the news, because this has been pretty heavy. And, folks, this is real serious. I mean, this is a matter of life and death for people. This is potentially, and right now they're peaceful demonstrators, but it's not really clear to me what their goals are. That's one of the problems I see with their tactics. And, of course, the bigger, broader strategical problems are the fact that you've got this gun control meeting that is scheduled for today. Interesting how it is timed out there. Before we go to that, I just want to let you know about our specials that we have at InfoWars. We have the resolution pack that I just mentioned in the earlier segment. Again, you can get 15% off if you use the code 2016 to get our survival pack of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. And you can get 15% off the board, across the board, at everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Only this week with that promo code 2016. It's one way that you can look after your family. You can make sure to grab your limited edition Hillary for Prison t-shirt before it sells out at InfoWarsStore.com. All the pharmaceuticals, nutraceuticals, all of the health products that are there, as well as things like the t-shirt, are 15% off. 2016 is the promo code. We'll be right back. We'll take a look at what's happening in Oregon and the press's reactions to what's happening. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Took it all away.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I want to take a look at this article by Paul Joseph Watson. It's up on the Drudge Report. Oregon standoff could boost Obama's gun control push. And this is what Paul says. He says, some are concerned that the standoff in Oregon could be an ill-conceived move that will only serve to bolster Obama's gun control agenda as he prepares to unveil new executive orders to restrict firearms. That's what we were just talking about. They're going to have a town hall. They're going to have people stand up and say, we want you to do more. The Congress just isn't doing anything. You know what? We have a constitutional procedure for that to happen. But they're going to urge him, and he's like, oh, you know, you guys are twisting my arm. I'll just have to do it by dictate. That's what he's going to say. And, of course, this is just the beginning of it. Now, I want to go back, and I want to play for you, because I'm very concerned about what's going on. As I said before, I think it's a very bad tactic. There's not a clear goal that they want to go to. And I want to play for you what Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers said on January the 1st. Let's roll that clip.
Well, what I know is what I've heard from talking to him and Bundy and reading on his blog. Apparently what's going on is they're scheduled to be sent back to prison. The judge originally had sentenced them to only a year, and they served their time. But then the government appealed that decision, and the National Court of Appeals ruled that the judge had not sentenced them according to the guidelines, and so they mandated, I believe, a five-year sentence they have to complete. What I know is that the Hammonds at this time don't want anybody to try to stop that from happening. So I think it's one of the main problems with people wanting to intervene is they don't want our help. I don't think it's right for us to go in there and try to force them to accept our help. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like with Kim Davis, without her protection against the U.S. Marshals arresting her again for contempt of court, if that were to happen.
All right, that's a key point that he's making there. What he said was, you can't help somebody who does not want your help. You are not, if they're not willing and ready to take a hard stand themselves. You understand, freedom cannot be given. It must be taken. The people who you're trying to get freedom for, they have to want it themselves. They have to want it badly. Okay? It is not something that is just easily handed out to people. If you could hand it out like candy, those people would then turn around and lose it very quickly. Now, he goes on and points out different ways that the militia, that the Oath Keepers have helped in the past that have been very productive. And, of course, we've talked about what happened in the Sugar Pine mine there also in Oregon. You had a situation there, and we reported on that many times, where the BLM, again, was going to come in and knock the buildings to the ground. This is a mine that they had legal title to going back to the 1870s. They had a legal right to it. But, of course, the BLM wants to change all that. They want to confiscate the property throughout the rural areas, negate all of these. And understand that when you've got grazing rights, when you've got mining rights, those are rights that are just as tangible as the deed to your home. So that's like the government coming in and saying, you know what, we're going to take through eminent domain, we're going to take your home, but we're going to turn it over to somebody who's going to use it a little bit more effectively. Ah, we've heard that before, haven't we? That's the Kello v. London Supreme Court decision that said, yeah, the government can take your property and they can hand it over to a corporation. Then we saw with the Trans-Pacific, with the Keystone Pipeline, we saw that TransCanada was coming in and condemning property. So you got a foreign multinational corporation, and our government is turning it over to them, a private corporation. That's not what the Constitution allows. So in this situation in the mine, what they did was they said, we need some help. They went on site and made sure that due process was followed, that these people had their time to adjudicate this, that the BLM was not going to act precipitously, as we've seen them do so many times, come in and completely destroy the property there. We saw the same thing happen in Ferguson, Missouri, when those protests turned into riots. People, business owners there, asked Oath Keepers for protection, and they said, fine, we will protect your property. And that's exactly what happened at the Bundy Ranch. The Bundy Ranch was a Waco-style situation that was developing. We saw they had free speech areas. It was repulsive to people, but they all stood together. The community stood together. That's not what is happening here in Oregon. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced